Fred Film Radio.
International Film Festivals and Awards Macau. Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the second International Film Festival and Awards Macau. Very pleased to be joined by actors Sarah Adler and Roy Miller, presenting the film The Cake Maker here at the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
The pleasure is all ours, I think.
So the obligatory question is, if just to start us off, you'd like to maybe tell our listeners a little bit about the characters that you play.
Okay, I'm playing Owen. Owen is married to Anat. They live in Jerusalem, and they have a child, which is 10 years old. Owen works as an architect, and he works in Berlin. While he's working in Berlin, he's having a romance with a German guy, a baker, or a cake maker, to be more specific. And can I do spoilers, or...?
Well, it's up to you.
Okay, so basically...
Don't say anything you'll regret later.
Okay, my character uses this opportunity to go abroad and for his desires that he cannot fulfill in the Israeli society or in the religious environment that he grew up with. And just not to spoil the rest of the movie, I'll stop here.
I think the director already spoiled it in the earlier interview. I directed it, so you can say it if you want.
Okay, so unfortunately, there's been a car accident, and I'm passing away. What is interesting doing the film that my character is a bit of a mysterious character because you don't want to know a lot about it, but you have to know him a bit and know that he had a love affair with a guy, because the guy is the main character that... You know, he's the engine of all the story because he goes and then he goes to Jerusalem and then he meets my beautiful wife, which is Anat, played by gorgeous Sarah Adler.
There you go.
And here I am. And so Anat, having to deal with the disappearance of, the tragic disappearance of her husband, that's where we meet her in the story. And she's gone under, below. I mean, you know, she's having to build everything again alone with her son. And there comes this German man that will slowly enter her life and make her cafe, which she owns, alive again, and give her strength and desire to live, and perhaps even a little more than
right.
That.
Right. Well, ultimately, then we'll see. The thing that I like about getting the protagonists of the film to talk about their characters is that it offers even film people that have seen the film a different reading of it. But I connected to The Cake Maker, as I do with most films that I particularly enjoy, and that's the case with The Cake Maker, is that I could connect with it in a very personal way. And obviously then, as an actor playing these roles, you really have to immerse yourself in the film and find maybe your own elements that you like about the characters. I mean, was that the case with The Cake Maker? Because it's also such a delicate kind of movie where some things are left unsaid.
Yes, I mean, from my point of view, my character, he flies all the way to Berlin to fulfill his desires or his secret desires. I don't know if my character, if Owen knew about himself that he also liked men, but while he was discovering the fact that he's attracted also to men, this is, I think, the only place he could do that, you know, because of the environment that he grew up in, Jerusalem, religious environment, and etc. So, for me, I was getting married 6 months ago. So, and until that point, for Roy, I fulfilled all my desires. I mean, if there was a desire, I was about to fulfill it. So, I don't have boundaries as much as the character has. So if I'm wanting something in my life, I'm just go and get it. It's not always, of course, that simple. But for me, it was kind of understanding the point that I want something so badly. And like in the movie, you see the first scene when I'm sitting there in the cafe. It was like the first time I'm hitting with him or trying to hit with him. Also, the actor is German. Tim is German. I'm Israeli. And then maybe in Israel, we are a little bit more open and upfront than Europe. So I used it, you know, to play the character, to hit the guy. And from my personal point of view, I had the opportunity to actually to be with a man, you know, to kiss him. And so on a personal life, I'm straight. I don't do that on a regular basis.
Experimented.
Yes, it was an experiment, and it was a really good experiment. Tim as well, he's a straight guy. He's married. He has a child. So for both of us, it was kind of a unique experiment, and we enjoyed it.
I think, you know, some characters you don't necessarily need to identify with. And in the case of Annette, I don't feel that I resemble her or that there is so much in common between us. But what she goes through is I can relate to, I can understand. And immediately when, you know, reading the script and getting into the story with the director, it was very clear, and I had an intimate sort of affection for her, for what she goes through. Even though I feel very far away from her in all aspects.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned, Roy, you experimented being with a man in the filming of this, making of this film. It's almost as if sometimes acting can do that, can help you experiment things that you don't immediately connect with or have never experienced before, mm-hmm. or even be fill the shoes of someone you don't particularly resemble in your private life, right? Is that kind of like a good part of acting?
I think it depends. Sometimes it's amazing. That's also in a way why I chose this job, this work, is because you get to be inside so many people's hearts and way of functioning, which can be different than yours, and that's super exciting. But sometimes it is true that it can be also a little overwhelming, or that sometimes you're doing things and you have to function in a way that it doesn't suit you, and it can be a little like violence on yourself to be undergoing situations that you would not want to be in, and you sort of say, like, why am I lying on this floor with my head in the sand and, you know, fake blood coming out of my whatever? Yeah, I'm exaggerating. It's maybe not the best. But, yeah, some situations where you're like, you know.
Take yourself out of your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. It's, you know, there's this really, really famous quote of Laurence Olivier and Dustin Hoffman, when they played the Marathon Man. So Dustin had to prepare for the scene, so he went down to the steps and, you know, like several times, Lawrence told him, why don't you try acting? So in the case, there are two different ways of approach to acting. One of them is just to feel it and to be inside, and the other one is just to think about it, to understand it, physically, mentally, and emotionally, which is the most important part, and then just let yourself, you know, go through it. It's like when you have to play killers. You don't go and kill someone for research, of course, but you have to understand the emotional point of view of your character. Why does he do that? Why is he? What is he missing? What does he need? And the same, and at the end of the day, we are all human beings, so we have simple needs. We want to have affection, we want to have power, we want to have validation, or to be loved. So, though I have alliance of assassin, or killer, or for murderer, at the end of the day, we need the same things as human beings. So, my job is to understand what my character really needs and what he's fighting for. And so, it just makes it simple.
I wanted to know from you, Sarah, because before the screening last night, you mentioned that obviously the director first said that the film took 8 years to make, and that you were approached years before the film was actually shot to play the part, and you were kind of surprised then when you were approached again and said, actually, this film is going ahead.
Yeah, it's just for a very simple reason, because indeed it took him a long time to put together production-wise, financing the film, and he had me in mind for the role from the very early on stages of the writing. So he wanted me to be involved and to read it and give him some feedback. And that's why I had read it years ago. And then it took the time it took, you know, to put together. But he was faithful to his original desire to hand me the role of this woman. And he came back to me when it was time to actually make it happen.
Yeah. Thank you for talking to us about it. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.